So let's have a chat now with Nina Smith, the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire. Afternoon, Nina.
Hello.
Good news?
Yes, it is good news, but as your correspondents are just saying, it's sort of not good news for everybody. I mean, we very much welcome this initiative to get people back on the railway. But of course, it is limited. It is off-peak. Now, that seems perfectly valid, but of course, Northern have a peak period between 4 and 6.30 in the afternoon. So if you go out off-peak in the morning and buy one of these 50% off tickets, half-price ticket or single, you've got to buy a full-price ticket to come back, unless you want to wait till after 6:30 or come back before 4. So one would like to see Northern actually scrap their 4 to 6.30 afternoon rush hour restriction on off-peak tickets, and that would make it much more useful. But I think in the longer run, you know, rail fares are too expensive. I mean, as you know, one of your listeners was just saying, if we really want to get people out of their cars, back on the railways, we need two things. We need affordable fares sort of all year round, and we also need sort of much more investment in the railways so that we actually have more trains and we reopen lines which are necessary, such as the Minster's line between York and Beverley, such as reopening the station at Haxby. And both those, the government is looking, Minster's line is the government is funding a feasibility study, and Haxby Station, City of York, is pushing ahead with a reopening, although I don't think the site has been agreed yet. So the investment in more trains and cheaper fares are necessary to get people out of their cars, to reduce carbon emissions and to help to keep our planet in a sustainable state.
Investment in trains and what did you say? Also reducing ticket prices. Are they the top two things that North Yorkshire needs when it comes to improving the rail network?
I would say yes. I mean, obviously, at the moment, we've also got problems with some of the timetables. Scarborough, for example, as you know, only has one train an hour between York and from York. And that's totally inadequate for a place, not just because of the size of Scarborough, because it's a major tourist destination. And I know that it's certainly pre-COVID, and I suspect last summer as well, trains between York and Scarborough on a hot summer's day were heaving. Now, Northern Rail were supposed to be introducing a half-hourly service, which would complement the Trans-Pennine one, and basically a Northern Rail service would have been hourly, but it would have given a half-hourly service by the two providers between York and Scarborough. Now, that new Northern service seems to have disappeared off the radar since Northern was taken over by the government when they kicked Arriva out. And, two places the size of York and Scarborough need a half-hourly service between them. Trans-Pennine has intimated it might run some extra services next summer, not this summer. But there's no commitment from anybody to introduce a proper half-hourly service all day, every day, between York and Scarborough, calling at Malton and obviously at the new station at Haxby when it's opened.
I think it would make a significant difference to a lot of people's lives in North Yorkshire, actually.
Get people out of their cars on the A64, which we all know is a dreadful road.
Yes, exactly. Just before I let you go, Nina, who do you predict are going to be taking advantage of this new governmental scheme?
Well, I think lots of people will. I mean, people who want to go and see their families, people who want a day out. And some people will decide to have a day out. They weren't otherwise going to do because they can now afford it. There are some very good deals on offer, and particularly for longer distance. And if you've got some flexibility, if you don't have to travel back in peak hours, then, you've got a lot of good offers for longer distance. So going to London, going to Edinburgh, possibly. I haven't checked everywhere that it's available to. Leeds to York, I know, is half price off-peak. If you want to go to Leeds, go to Leeds for a night out, as long as you don't travel between 4 and 6.30.
Yes, exactly. That is the one caveat. Nina Smith, thank you very much for joining us today on BBC Radio York. Nina, of course, the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire.